In the early 70s, University of Utah graduate Nolan Bushnell founded his video game company Atari and began working on the iconic game Pong. Today, students and faculty of the Entertainment Arts and Engineering program at the U push forward with Bushnell's innovation spirit. Associate Director of the EAE program, Roger Altizer, says instead of just building entertaining games, he asks his students to think about game development more philosophically.
So we have people asking important questions about what do games mean to society? What are the ethical questions that are driven by games? And then we have people who run labs up at the hospital where we're building games to help disabled people use sports equipment and everywhere in between. And having that kind of research really feeds us to be able to ask interesting questions of our students and get them to think about games in non-traditional ways. And that's where the excitement happens, right, is when you try something new.
For its creative work revolutionizing the idea of what games mean in our daily lives, the EAE program has earned top rankings from the Princeton Review, with number one graduate and number two undergraduate game design programs in the world. In January of this year, students released the game Bad Air Day that was based around the poor air quality on the Wasatch Front. Altizer says the EAE program wants to continue to make games that go beyond entertainment and provide players with a life experience.
It's important to think about games as a medium, just like we would film or books. Originally, books were merely religious artifacts, right? The first books were all Bibles. And now books are the way that we store human knowledge. And the same is true of games. Games are the medium in which we experience things, where you're no longer a passive observer. So we actually have brain scans that show that when you're playing a game, the brain is on fire. It is doing things that are dramatically different than when you're, say, watching a movie or reading a book. And we're just on the front end of this, of really understanding what games do different than other medium.
The program has also been dedicated to bridging the gap that has traditionally existed in the gaming industry between the creative artistic side and the more analytical programming sector.
When we began the program, we talked to a lot of companies out there, and they said that was their number one problem, getting their engineers and their artists to collaborate. They were across the hall from each other, but it might as well have been the Grand Canyon. And we said, oh, that's a problem we can tackle. We're happy to take that on.
The future of the program will continue to promote the concept of ubiquitous gaming. Altizer says this idea aims to have gaming be a part of more aspects of our lives.
So ubiquitous gaming is this notion that you will see games in non-traditional places. So the theories and the ideas behind games are going to start to leak into all sorts of other things that will help us motivate us to live the way that we want to live and make doing things easier, from learning to weight loss. You're seeing a lot more game elements embedded in everything.
For more information about the Entertainment Arts and Engineering program at the University of Utah, go online to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Justin Prather.